If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Okay, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week is coming up in about 5 minutes. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com for your email question for Dr. Mike Roizen. What are the top medical stories of the week this week, Dr. Mike? The recession. Google search study says that health concerns increased during the recession. What can you say about that?
Well, let me, Joe, while when we were at the end of the last segment, I promised to finish with Bridget on what was happening with the 2015 dietary guidelines. Bridge, can you summarize it in about 3 minutes what the other things that were occurring? What I was fascinated by from your summary related to red meat and sugar and industry, if you will, lobbying. There used to be a lot of lobbying by industry to put sugar in and to put red meat in as good and to put other things in as good, nutrients in as good. What happened this time?
So there is still a lot of lobbying, and I had read about it a lot, but seeing it firsthand really sent home the message to me about how much politics is involved with all of these major companies and industries in providing recommendations for Americans. So I think that there was much more of a concern about people's actual health and basing things off scientific evidence, which the dietary guidelines for Americans always have to do. But it seems that they've maybe been able to weasel their way around a little in the interest of certain lobbyists like the dairy industry. That was really hit home. The dairy industry was attacked more than I had expected, even more so than added sugars. Dairy was talked about how it increases your risk of prostate cancer and how dairy should not be recommended as an actual food group in and of itself, and that instead that maybe they should change the wording to calcium-rich foods instead of dairy so that people were more aware of all of the other plant-based sources of calcium. So a major trend of a lot of people that stood up who were people that are involved in the health nutrition industry, not necessarily from a specific food company. They focused a lot on providing consumers with more understandable messages, such as eat less cheese instead and whole milk instead of eat less saturated fat, or decrease your intake of added sugar, such or sources that are high in added sugar, such as sodas and things like that, actually providing examples of food and switching back towards a focus on food items in and of itself instead of specifically nutrients, which would also increase the attention on the nutrient interactions that are that occur in different foods.
Another thing, So a switch back away from sugar and red meat, still having lobbying, and we'll get more lobbying as we go on. Let me talk about the Google search, because this was a really important study, Joe, as you mentioned. Google, in fact, a study done by others, not at Google, but by John Ayers, who was at San Diego State University, had access to Google. And what they looked at was symptoms that people looked at from 2008 to 2011, compared those searches to times before the recession, as well as looked at the frequency change in Google searches. And what happened was, compared to normal, searches were 228% higher for such things as stomach ulcer, 193% higher for headache symptoms. They were in that 300% range higher for chest pain, for pain, and for heart disease. So we don't know whether this reflects the diseases coming out, whether this reflects people doing their own medical care more, or whether this is just a change as a higher percentage of searches on the internet going to symptoms of health that were health concern compared to other things such as searching for Joe Golewski. But in fact, there were a, this is not a trivial, this is not a 100% increase or a 20% increase. These were in the 200% increase range for 300 and symptoms, if you will, that people had during the recession. What do you think about that, Joe?
One thing you said that was interesting is that people are doing their medical, taking care of themselves medically more. What do you mean by that? They're taking charge of their health and relying less on having to have a doctor's help, going to medications, eating better, eating less. Is that what you mean by that?
That's exactly right. Maybe it is that people are taking care of themselves, doing more for themselves, looking up diseases before they see their physician, or even after they see their physician, getting more information. I don't know whether this reflects just getting more information, or it reflects and doing more by themselves, or it reflects a change in, if you will, healthcare in general, that is, that they were sicker during the recession and consequently felt they needed to have more care during the more care. We should go to the tip of the week. Why don't we do that now? So the tip of the week this week is about the neti pot. Neti pot, and this time of year, you know, normally we recommend neti pot during asthma or allergy season, but it also relates to sinus sufferers. We UDocs recommended neti pots more often than Regis used to be on TV. Neti pots, they look like a genie's lamp, are used to pour a mild saltwater solution, you should make it up fresh, in alternating nostrils, which flushes out the other side, gunk and all. Sinus sufferers, like many people, say they often breathe clearer for the first time in years. Turns out that this is important to make it up fresh. Use water and fresh saline solution. Never misuse it. Never use, if you will, distilled water alone. Always use distilled water with the pre-made saline solution, or as long as your tap water is chlorinated, it should be fine. The vital message here, use all medical devices, even neti pots, even the simplest, as directed. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Thank you for listening here today, and catch us on RadioMD.com. And again, if you've got questions for Dr. Mike Roizen or guests that we have, you hear a segment you like, you'll like to hear it over again. Missed a segment. You never miss a segment because we're always there for you. And udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. You can email your comments or questions. And again, go to iHeartRadio Talk. It's a great way to get your information. You can add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse. Just click Talk on the main menu when you're on the Internet and find You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.